You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Here's a program from our archives. In eastern Africa, in the desert between Kenya and Ethiopia, right now it's the dry, rainless season. And for the men of the Gabra people, the nomads who live in this region, it's a time to leave their families at a main camp and form roving satellite camps, traveling across the desert in search of vegetation on which to graze their camels. And although the men miss their families and home life, they also relish this moment of relative freedom. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. John Wood is a professor of anthropology at Emory University who spent 2 years living with the Gabra.
There was a time when I was on a walk with a friend of mine, and we were going from the main camp to his satellite camp to visit his camels. And we stopped in the middle of the afternoon in the worst of the heat to sit underneath an acacia tree and chew tobacco. And he smiled at me and said, "Ali al," which means out is out. And I think what he was conveying to me is the sentiment that it doesn't get any better than this, that to be outside, away from the social pressures and harassments of the main camp, to be getting close to his camels and to be above all sort of among men instead of among the women and the older men and the children of the main camps, to be out among men was sort of the zenith of life. You couldn't get any better than that. It was a joyful experience for him. So on the one hand, going out and being fragmented is a hardship, and it's something that they lament in their songs. On the other hand, they celebrate it because it allows them to be away and to be free and independent and somehow rid of the social pressures and responsibilities.
You've been listening to a program from our archives. Hey, check out our website, pulseplanet.com, for news of my latest project. It's a novel. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.